Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, have you ever been lost in the wild? What did you do? Were you scared? Or did you actually think it was a little bit exciting? Some people think it can be an adventure when they get lost. Well, the name of today's lesson is Hatchet. What is a hatchet? We'll find out. And who needs to use one? Well, I believe that's what this story is all about. Now, if you're looking for a good book to read, this one might be the one. All right, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Hatchet. Lost in the woods? This novel might help you. 13-year-old Brian Robison is flying to northern Canada to spend the summer with his father because things aren't going well in the Robison family. Brian's parents are getting divorced, and things just keep getting worse. Mid-flight, the pilot of the small plane Brian is on has a heart attack. And Brian finds himself alone in a plane that he is ill-equipped to fly. The book Hatchet is a story of survival. The plane carrying Brian crashes into a small, isolated lake.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hatchet 这个名词。hatchet 是指手斧或小斧头，和 axe 斧头比较起来的话 ，hatchet 的斧柄比较短，重量轻，单手就可以操作。例如 ，the thief used a hatchet to break the lock of the door to get into the house。这名小偷用一把小斧头打坏门锁来进入房子。或者是 the hatchet's handle became loose after I used it to chop wood. 我拿这个小斧头砍了木材之后，它的手把就松脱了。接着我们看 ill-equipped 这个形容词。ill 是指不好的 ，equipped 是 equip， 装备的过去分词，所以 ill-equipped 就是指装备不良的或者是装备不足的。例如 the soldiers who were sent to the front were untrained and ill-equipped。这些被送到前线的士兵没有受过训练，又装备不足。Ill-equipped 也指能力不足的。例如 ，Sandra feels she's ill-equipped to be in charge of such a big project。Sandra 觉得自己要负责这么大的案子，能力不太够。她的反义词就是把自首的 ill 变成 well，W-E-L-L。Well-equipped 是指设备良好的。例如 ，a well-equipped hospital 一所设备精良的医院。
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. All right. Hatchet. Rebecca, have you read Hatchet before?
I have not read Hatchet, but I have seen the movie.
What?
Yes, I saw a movie a long time ago. I actually didn't even know that there was a book called Hatchet when I first saw the movie many years ago.
Oh, so you know the story?
Well, yes, roughly.
Okay.
Kind of know the story, but like I said, it has been many years since I've seen the story or seen the movie.
Okay. Well, okay. Then right next to the title here, we read Lost in the Woods. This novel might help you. Okay. From your recollection, Rebecca, from what you remember, do you think there are details in the story that could help you if you're lost in the woods or wilderness?
I think I'm remembering.
Remember.
Actually, there probably are some details or some tips that people can use if they're lost in the woods, but I really hope that you never get lost in the woods.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, friends, there are many tips for wilderness survival, even from novels like the one we're talking about today. 13-year-old Brian Robison is flying to northern Canada to spend the summer with his father because things aren't going well in the Robison family. Okay, that could mean many things. If something is not going well, let's take a look at that phrase first. If it's not going well, that means that there are problems, perhaps problems in people's relationships or Maybe if things are not going well at work, your work is having some troubles or problems, they're just not going well.
Exactly. Or you can just use the phrase going well. And let's say that a girl and guy are dating. So they're in a dating relationship and you ask one of them, so how are things going with you and your boyfriend? You know, the girl might respond by saying, wow, you know, things are actually going really, really well.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe she'll respond, oh, things aren't going so well recently. And that sometimes happens because relationships have their ups and downs, right? Sometimes things are going well, sometimes not. I'm not sure what's going on in the Robeson family, but things are not going well.
Right. Well, we do learn one thing. Brian's parents are getting divorced, and things just keep getting worse. Well, that sounds pretty sad. Things just keep getting worse.
Right.
It can be kind of depressing.
Right, exactly. So this is the situation that Brian is in. Now, friends, if things keep going from worse to worse, there's a phrase that we might use. It's kind of fun. If worse comes to worse, okay? So this means in case our situation gets worse than it is now. If worse comes to worse.
For example, let's say that I'm at church and I need somebody to pick me up. And I call my dad, hey, Dad, can you come pick me up? Sorry, Rebecca, I'm running really, 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 really late. Well, Dad, if you can't come, or if worse comes to worse, I can just walk home.
Oh, yeah. So maybe your dad can't pick you up, and then you go to wait for a bus, but the buses aren't running that day. And if worse comes to worse, Rebecca is just going to walk home. But you like walking, so it's good, right?
I do like to walk. I like to get my daily exercise.
Yeah, that's good. So in our story, we read that things just keep getting worse. Okay, I'll put on my serious face now. Things are getting worse. Mid-flight, the pilot of the small plane Brian is on has a heart attack. That's terrible. And Brian finds himself alone in a plane that he is ill-equipped to fly. That means he's not equipped or prepared to fly an airplane. He doesn't have that skill.
I remember watching this part on the movie,
In
the movie. And it actually was pretty scary. You have this poor guy, he has a heart attack, and then Brian, he's trying to fly this airplane, and then it crashes in the ocean.
Wow.
And he has to try to get out of the airplane. Oh, very, very scary.
Yeah, that would be kind of a traumatic experience. Well, we read on here, the book Hatchet is a story of survival. The plane carrying Brian crashes into a small, isolated lake. Now, if something is isolated, that means it's not around anything else. It's all by itself.
Now, things can be isolated. People can be isolated, and sometimes people can even feel isolated. Gabe, are you feeling a little isolated right now because you're so far over there?
I was until I remembered you're pretty close by.
Yes, so don't worry. I'm not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for example, you can also say sometimes Ben feels so isolated because he doesn't make an effort to get together with his friends. So if you feel isolated, then maybe you should make an effort and try to call someone up on the phone and see how they're doing.
That is a very good point. Well, our lesson mentions a pilot. Of course, pilots fly. Rebecca, have you ever done something or have you ever flown in the face of danger? Maybe you did something that flew in the face of danger?
Why would I fly in the face of danger? I have an idea. Let's learn more about this in the InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, I have a question for you. You like sports, correct?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Have you done any extreme sports?
You know what? I wanted to try bungee jumping, skydiving, and many other extreme sports so badly when I was younger. But now, as I grow older, I don't have a desire to do those things anymore. I don't like to dance with death.
That's probably smart.
When someone is dancing with death, it means that the person is doing something very, very dangerous.
When we dance with someone, we could get pretty close with the other person. So when we dance with death, that means we are getting kind of close to it.
There's another phrase with a similar meaning, fly into with the face of danger. He goes bungee jumping a lot. He really likes fly into the face of danger.
When we get in the face of something, we get really close. So if we fly into the face of danger, we are treating danger as if it's a person that has a face.
And we shouldn't get too close to that face.
如果有人正在做一些危险刺激的事情，像是赛车、高空弹跳、南极探险等等的极限运动，我们可以说 He is dancing with death. 他正在与死亡共舞。特别要注意的是，这句话只能用来形容人们做的一些危险的活动。如果有人生病，就不可以用 dancing with death 来形容。另外，还有一种类似的说法是 fly into the face of danger. Face 是正面或前面 ,fly into 飞进。所以 fly into the face of danger 就是迎向危险。它原本是用来形容飞行危机，但也可以用来形容危险的活动。He likes to fly into the face of danger. 他很喜欢做危险的事情。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about a novel called Hatchet. There's a guy named Brian Robeson who is on a plane.That, of course, he doesn't know how to fly, but the pilot has a heart attack and they crash into an isolated place. Oh no, what's going to happen next? Let's find out more about the plot of Hatchet.
Hatchet. Brian survives the crash, but finds himself stranded with nothing but a hatchet.And the clothes he is wearing. Alone in the wilderness, without the benefit of modern technology, Brian must learn to survive. Throughout the story, Brian struggles to overcome a seemingly never-ending stream of hurdles. He faces pain, hunger, loneliness, danger, and the elements. Staying alive means learning to build a shelter and make a fire.It means finding food and dealing with the threat of wild animals. Without other people around, Brian also has to contend with himself. His memories and the struggle to overcome his weaknesses and failings all present major challenges.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 hurdle 这个名词。hurdle 在这里是指障碍或难题。例如 ,opposition from both families is the first hurdle this couple must overcome. 双方家族的反对是这位情侣第一个要克服的难题。hurdle 也可以指跨栏比赛中的栏架。例如 ,the runner fell at the first hurdle and lost race. 这位跑者在第一个跨栏处绊倒了输了这场比赛。Fall at the first hurdle 也是一个成语，意思是倒在第一关，也就是在尝试某件事的时候一开始就犯了错或者是遇到障碍。例如 Jesse wanted to impress his new boss, but he failed at the first hurdle by being late for the first day of work. Jesse 想要让新老板喜欢他，可是出师不利，第一天上班就迟到了。所以我们看的是 contend 这个动词， contend 在这里是指处理。对付或者是解决当不及物动词，所以如果要说明处理什么的话，是用 with 这个介系词再加受词。例如 ，As a public figure, one must contend with criticism from others. 身为一位公众人物，你必须要处理从旁人来的批评。Contend 也指争取或争夺。如果要 表达争夺什么的话是用 for 这个介系词。例如 top pianists around the world went to Vienna to contend for the championship. 世界各地顶尖的钢琴家都前往维也纳来争取这项比赛的冠军。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. So, these guys crash an airplane and they're in an isolated lake. Okay, there's nothing else around. And we read here, Brian survives the crash but finds himself stranded with nothing but a hatchet and the clothes he is wearing. Now, that word stranded is kind of similar to the word isolated. You can be isolated, but we would say that if you got lost somewhere and there is nothing else around, that we would use the word stranded, okay? To be left in a helpless or difficult position.
For example, if you're driving along a highway, particularly Highway 40, which is found in America close to my home, if you run out of gas on this highway, you will be stranded because there are no gas stations around for miles and miles and miles, so make sure you have enough gas.
That's a good point. Speaking of which, if you go traveling in the United States, you might see a gas station that says last chance. What that means is it's the last gas station for a long time, so make sure that you fill up on gas. Otherwise, you might be stranded.
And that's never fun. Well, alone in the wilderness, without the benefit of modern technology, Brian must learn to survive. So you're telling me Brian didn't have a cell phone?
Right, exactly.
How did he survive without a cell phone?
Oh, that is a great question for a lot of people, Rebecca. People these days are so attached to their smartphones. How would we survive even one day without our phones?
Some people panic without their cell phones, but we learned that Brian did not have the benefit of modern technology. That's right, no cell phone.
But hold on, so he didn't have anything except for, the clothes he was wearing, that's good, and a hatchet. Now, that's also the name of the novel. It also happens to be the type of an axe, or a type of axe, just like this.
I guess he probably found that on the airplane.
Yeah.
He was able to rescue that.
Maybe.
Well, we read throughout the story, Brian struggles to overcome a seemingly never-ending stream of hurdles. Seemingly. What does that mean?
That's a great word. Well, you all know the word seem. If something seems to be, that means it looks like it, but you're not sure, okay? So what seems to be? So though in reality, it might be a little bit different. That's how we would use this adverb, seemingly.
For example, Beth is trying very hard to overcome and to ignore the seemingly growing problems. Seems like there's just so many problems around her, and she's trying to overcome or ignore them, but it's hard.
Right, it is hard. Well, friends, think of another way to use this word. But we continue here. It seems like there's a never-ending stream of hurdles, a stream of something. The idea is that things just keep coming one after the other. And what's a hurdle? Well, this is something you see on a track. Actually, a physical hurdle is like what you see in this picture. This guy is jumping over a hurdle in his race. So if we're using a hurdle to talk about something that's not that physical hurdle on a track, we're talking about obstacles or challenges, things that are difficult to face.
And what kind of hurdles are we talking about? Well, our lesson says, he faces pain, hunger, loneliness, danger, and the elements.
Ooh.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
I like the elements.
The elements.
Well, I mean, I don't like the elements, but I like this phrase, the elements. Friends, it means the weather, especially bad weather, okay? And if you're out too long in bad weather, it will affect your health.
And here are some other obstacles. Staying alive means learning to build a shelter and make a fire. It means finding food and dealing with the threat of wild animals.
Oh my goodness, Rebecca, it sounds like this guy has a lot of challenges.
He does. Well, speaking of challenges, we have our own challenges.
Yes, we do.
We have the
SC Challenge. Oh yeah, friends, for today's SC Challenge, let's see who's with us in the studio. We have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Linda, and it's always a delight to be on SC Challenge.
Hey, everyone. Jack here. I'm glad to be joining you today.
And I am delighted that, friends, you will be playing with us as well. Let's see if you can get the answers before either Linda or Jack do. Okay, number one. In the story Hatchet, what happens to a pilot? What happens to a pilot? A, he gets married. B, he is eaten by a bear. C, he has a heart attack. Or D, he gets a fever. And you almost had it, Jack, but Linda?
I'm going to say C, he gets a heart attack.
That's right, he has a heart attack. Very nice job, Linda.
Great.
Okay, very unfortunate for the pilot, but great job, Linda. Okay, number two, what must Brian learn to do alone? A, survive. B, study. C, swim. Or D, scream. Jack?
That would be A, survive.
A, survive is correct. Number three, this is the game point, okay? According to the lesson, what presents a major challenge for Brian? What is a major challenge for Brian? A, his father. B, his muscles. C, his memories. Or D, his backpack. Linda?
I'm going to say D, his backpack.
Oh, man, I'm sure his backpack did give him some problems. But
that's not the answer.
That's not the answer. I'm going to let Jack have a try. Let's see. Okay, here are the other options again. What presents a major challenge for Brian? His father, his muscles, or his memories? Huh?
How about his memories?
How about you are correct? C, his memories. That is correct. Jack, you are today's winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
Oh,
you're a good competitor.
That's great. You guys, so precious. All right, friends, I know you did a great job, too. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
So today we learned a little bit about Hatchet, at least the storyline.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious about the author. Do you know anything about the author of Hatchet?
Who's the author of Hatchet? I know. We're going to learn about the author of Hatchet and the writing style of it next time.
Okay. Oh, so friends, you better join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Friend, just at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.